It's 8 o'clock and you're listening to the regional newscast from KVNF. I'm Patricia Naft. A food safety recall has been issued for certain produce sold at City Market and other King Supers out of a fear the fruit could have been exposed to listeria. KVNF's Laura Pomisano spoke with Laura Van Wagenen-Birdsill, an environmental public health specialist for the Colorado Department of Health, about the recall.
The Colorado Department of Public Health issued a food safety recall Monday. What was recalled?
We received information from the Food and Drug Administration that Wawona Packing Company in California had issued a recall of fresh whole peaches, plums, nectarines, pluots, and plumcots. And those had a concern for potential contamination of Listeria monocytogenes, which is one of the pathogenic bacteria that is concerned to humans, specifically our groups of young children, the elderly, frail, immunocompromised, and pregnant women.
In 2011, there was a listeria outbreak linked to Jensen Farms in Colorado. The CDC reports in total, 30 deaths were linked to the outbreak of listeria, and one woman had a miscarriage. Can you elaborate on what happened there?
I did not work directly on the cantaloupe case here in Colorado. However, that was handled through my office. And with fresh produce, we often find that there is no kill step or way to denature the bacteria before consumption. The particular fruits that are involved in the current recall are soft skin fruits, and the entire fruit is the edible portion. Therefore, there is no way to safely wash or decontaminate the fruits prior to consumption, and it is strongly recommended to discard all fruits that are involved in the current recall. Where in the 2011 case with the cantaloupe, a hard-shelled melon, you could scrub the exterior of the melon to remove gross filth prior to cutting the melon into the edible portion.
What causes listeria?
Listeria is a bacteria that is common in nature. When it is found contaminating food products, that's when we see cases of foodborne illness. However, we have not had any reported cases of foodborne illness with the current recall to date.
That was Laura Van Wagenen-Birdsill with the Colorado Department of Public Health. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
The peaches, plums, nectarines, pluots, and plumcots involved in the recall were packed between June 1st and July 12th. The produce has a PLU sticker that says sweet to eat. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warns listeria can cause fever, muscle aches, diarrhea, and other gastrointestinal problems. Under an amendment passed Monday by the Mesa County Board of Commissioners, it is okay for anyone to openly carry a weapon or have a concealed weapon if they have a permit on county property, unless staff feels a person is acting in a threatening manner. The amendment is part of a workplace safety resolution that was approved by the board earlier this year. The resolution originally barred people from having unauthorized weapons on county property. Rose Puglisi, a Mesa County commissioner, says that that provision was confusing and hard to enforce.
You can open carry in any one of our buildings right now. You can conceal carry. You can bring a syringe. You can bring a pair of scissors. I mean, there are plenty of things that can be weapons that aren't necessarily guns. And we're not really focused on the type of weapon. We are focused on intimidating behavior and making people feel uncomfortable in our buildings.
Puglisi says the amendment gives county employees the power to ask people acting in a hostile manner to leave. She says the resolution is about safety, not weapons. Opponents of a ballot measure to add the killing of unborn children to the criminal code kicked off their campaign against the measure Tuesday. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
The opposition campaign says Amendment 67 is essentially identical to what's known as the Personhood Amendment, which would have defined personhood from the time of fertilization. Colorado voters overwhelmingly struck down that proposal twice before.
Same rhythm and beat, but new words, but it's still the same song. and there's no reason to support it this time.
That's Democratic Representative Lois Cord of Denver. This year's measure would add language to the state constitution to include unborn human beings in the Criminal Code and Wrongful Death Act. Supporters are calling it the Brady Project, in honor of a woman whose unborn child was killed by a drunk driver when she was 8 months pregnant. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
The state was back in court yesterday trying to get a federal judge to halt all gay marriages in Colorado for now. CPR's Megan Verley reports the judge says he will issue a ruling today.
To make his case, a lawyer for the attorney general pointed out that the U.S. Supreme Court has already ordered clerks in Utah not to marry gay couples until there's a final ruling on the issue. The state wants a federal judge in Colorado to follow suit and order a halt to marriages here. Only the Boulder County clerk is still issuing marriage licenses to gay couples. Clerks in Denver and Pueblo stopped after a state Supreme Court ruling last week. Lawyers in the federal case to overturn Colorado's gay marriage ban argue that because the Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals found marriage to be a fundamental constitutional right, delaying the impact of that ruling is unjust. I'm Megan Verley, Colorado Public Radio News.
Two contradictory rulings on Obamacare subsidies don't affect the Colorado insurance marketplace. Politico reports one of the U.S. Court of Appeals ruling upholds the subsidies, while the other strikes them down for millions of Americans who get coverage under the Federal Health Exchange. Linda Gann works on the Western Slope for Connect for Health Colorado, the state's exchange.
Here in Colorado, we are very fortunate that in 2011, our state legislature, on a bipartisan basis, opted to create a state-based marketplace.
Gann says Connect for Health Colorado isn't affected by either ruling, because it's separate from the federal marketplace. A new poll released Tuesday shows Colorado's gubernatorial race tightening. The news comes as Governor John Hickenlooper unveiled a list of business leaders backing his reelection bid. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
According to public policy polling, Governor John Hickenlooper's approval rating has dropped a net of 10 points in the last 4 months. That puts him only 1 point ahead of Republican challenger Bob Beaupre. But Hickenlooper says he thinks he's got a good track record, especially when it comes to job growth and attracting businesses to the state.
We've laid out a good foundation and have delivered. And I think what we're working hard now is to get the business community to shout out that we need 4 more years to make sure that this momentum and this foundation doesn't get wasted.
Meanwhile, the Beaupre campaign says the governor hasn't done enough to cut red tape for businesses. Beaupre also says he doesn't think Hickenlooper is a strong leader on issues ranging from gun control to energy policy. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
You've been listening to the regional newscast on KVNF. I'm Patricia Naft. Stay tuned for Jeff and the Wednesday Morning Music Mix.